Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 94, Depthy. So for today's episode, I actually wanted to go into a little bit more detail about a site that I heard about on All About Android, another podcast that I listened to. On episode 158, Peak Flashing, they talked about a site called Depthy. It's called it's spelled out D-E-P-T-H-Y. And what it does is it takes your lens blur pictures and adds the parallax effect to it. If you don't know what parallax is, it's an iOS effect basically for your wallpaper to give it a slight bump and 3D effect. So as you move your phone around and you're swiping through it, it shifts a little bit and gives you that 3D, like kind of like a lava lamp effect. Now, the lens blur comes in because it focuses on the foreground, blurs out the background. So it gives you a static 3D image, so to speak. When you visit Depthy, whether it's from your mobile browser or your desktop browser, you'll upload the image, and in a matter of seconds or so, depending on how fast your internet connection is, you'll get a parallax image out of it. So by default, it'll load that parallax image, so as you move your mouse around over, you'll get that effect to see what it looks like. And then you can also add if you select the hypnotize effect, it'll do it automatically and move it around. So you get that full effect automatically. So it's pretty nifty, and I actually find it pretty cool. The website is depthy.stamina.pl, so it's depthy.stamina.pl. I didn't see a way to save the image, so I don't know if maybe I just didn't see it and I'm blind, or it's something that's coming soon. But it would actually be a nifty way of having that image as a wallpaper. It might actually, now that I think about it, be something you can only set on an iOS device in order for it to work. Because in Android, you're going to have a live wallpaper, and maybe it's something that's being worked on or something like that. But it's a pretty nifty effect to get a kind of 3D image or a movable 3D image out of your lens blur pictures. So I'll have a couple of links in the show notes. So the first is going to be the website that I mentioned, and then a link to the Google camera in the Google Play Store. So if you want to take your lens blur picture and play around with the site, you can do that as well. I'll also have the YouTube preview I created. I just took a lens blur of my coffee mug and then I uploaded it to the site to see how it would work. So I did a short video on that for you to check out. And then I'll have a link to the reference for All About Android, so if you want to listen to that episode as well. They cover it quickly. They found it pretty cool, so I wanted to check it out for myself, see how nicely it worked. And it's actually pretty cool, something worth checking out, if not anything, just to see how good your lens blur image came out. See if you think... I guess for me, it's a good way to see how good or bad it came out. Make sure that the image holds as far as the quality and all of that. So... definitely check it out if you want to show me what you guys come up with, or if it doesn't work for you, or if you want me to do it for you, then you can email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574, or find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest posts and interact with me there as well. And if you want to check out other episodes or more shows on the Geek.io network of shows, be sure to visit geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.